Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Schulze.
You've coached against Frank enough. This is the first time you had ever coached against Matt, your kid. What was different about coaching against your kid as opposed to your brother?
Well, it wasn't much difference. Schulze, I really didn't think too much about it during the game. There's times I saw him out there, and it was out there. It's kind of I don't want to use the word weird even, but yeah, I saw him out there. But then again, it was amazing. Then you're right back to focusing on what we're doing and what we're trying to do. So it really wasn't that odd. It's more fun. It's more exciting. I think what happens when you reflect back after the game, Schulze, you kind of enjoy the situation that you were in the last 2 hours. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. And I bet you if you asked Matt that, it would probably say the same thing. But really, I didn't think too much about it during the game, and I bet you he didn't as well. I haven't talked to him. But I bet you he didn't as well. And with Frank and I, it is. It's business as usual. And we haven't played against Air Force since 2010. So it's been a long time as well. So you kind of even forget a little bit about coaching against your brother and those guys as well.
It's human nature for a dad to cheer and yell and scream when their kid scores a goal. Is it hard not to do that on the bench?
Well, I wasn't cheering. I didn't want to. I'm not going to lie to you. Schulze, I didn't want my kid to score. He can score against everybody else in the country, but not against the Beavers. So I just want to win a hockey game, and I don't want to give up any goals. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the old reflect line. Once the game is over and it's a 4-1 game and we're happy, we won a game, we played well, it's great to see that the only goal was your son. There's no question about it. But that's after the game. But during the game, when I saw that puck go in, I was not clapping. I was not happy. I'm the Beavers coach, and that's kind of, where you draw the line.
First period, I thought Charlie Combs was very good at anticipating stuff, generated a couple of chances out of that. How are his instincts?
Very good. You saw, you got good eyes there, Schulze. And Charlie played a heck of a game last night, was one of our top three forwards last night. And he brings a lot of different intangibles to the table. He's got some attributes that a lot of other guys on our team, don't have. And one, he's got quick feet. He's got good stick skills, and he's tough. He laid a couple guys out last night, and we need that type of physical presence. And, we're a lighter team, as we know, and he brings a little heaviness to his game. And hopefully, again, Charlie continues that on.
Adam Brady scored 2 goals in 3 games. Isn't bad when you look back at what's happened to him over the last couple of years and being told he'd never play hockey again after that accident. It's got to be enjoyable to watch him have success.
I'm so happy for Brage. He's such a good person. He's just a quality guy, and he's a good hockey player. And when he has time and space, he can shoot a puck and he can make a play. So he's going to do one or the other when he has time and space. And last night, that was a heck of a goal because, that's a tough play. He's on his forehand. He's got to come across his body to get a shot off, and he did. And he just does things in such a quick manner that it makes him very difficult to defend.
What was the recruiting timeline on him? Were you on him before the accident?
No, it was all after the accident. Yeah, it was all after the accident. And we're lucky we got Adam, and we're just so happy he's part of our program.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return the Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. There was a shift last night, Tom, where you had Hampus showed all on the ice, 27 career games. You had Ian Jenko, 19 career games, with Ethan Smoza, Aaron Miller, and Tyler Vold. That might be the most inexperienced group of five that I can remember. How much confidence do you have in all these guys, and especially the sophomores and juniors that have made that natural progression here over the offseason?
Well, sometimes you have what you have, and you got to play with, you got to play who you want to play, and it could have been a situation. But we also, each and every game, really each and every shift, Schulze, you gain trust in players. And sometimes each and every shift you can lose some trust in a particular matter if they're turning pucks over, if they're not playing up to your capabilities. But it's at the point where there's a lot of trust right there, and we like where a lot of these guys are at right now as far as hockey players. And they do a lot of good things. And the only way to get experience sometimes too, Schulze, is by getting experience. And sometimes, again, you want to put these guys in a situation where maybe their back is against the wall in a particular shift, but by winning a shift also gives you confidence. And I didn't realize that, Schulze, to be honest with you, but if that was the case, it's good. If you know what, and hopefully something good happens on those shifts too.
Let's just put it this way. I don't remember anything bad happening on that shift. Michael Bitzer set the WCHA shutout record last week. I'll be honest with you, over the 50, 60 year history of this league, I never would have guessed that 18 was the number. Goes to show you the position's changed over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, big time. It's just, I mean, it's all about the era. You know, I mean, it's, you know, that wouldn't have happened in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, there's no way. You know, there's just more offense in those particular days, and, you know, rules were different. So, but again, at the end of the day, it just tells you what kind of goaltender is, Bits is, and that tells you what his body of work, over the course of, you know, 3+ years, where it's at. And there's no finer human being than Mike Bitzer. He deserves every award, every accolade that he gets. He deserves it, and I'm so happy for him that he's got that record.
Where do you need to get better tonight?
We were pretty good. After watching tape, we were pretty good. We have to take care of the puck better in certain situations, and we have to sense pressure. And we have to push the puck north. We've got to keep moving the chains a little bit, Schultz. That's the biggest thing. Just move the chains, you know, a little more at times. And, you know, other than that, we had good energy last night. And I thought overall, again, it was a pretty good three-period game.
What does it say to you that you haven't played a great game yet? You're 2-0-1. You've scored 9 goals in really 2 games.
Yeah, but last night was a nice step for us, we thought. We thought we took a step as a team last night. So, let's build on that and, you know, just keep trucking along.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.